where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Sarnia police say two area women recently reported missing have both been located. Police say 29-year-old Jocelyn Petrani, who was reported missing yesterday, has been found and is doing fine. 34-year-old Sandra Messner has been located and is in good health. Sandra was previously reported missing on March 23rd. Police are thanking the public for their help in both matters. What can be done to further improve beautiful Canetair Park? Well, the City of Sarnia wants your feedback as it develops a master plan. Sarnia Parks and Recreation Manager Chrissy Glavin says one was recently developed for Germain Park as well.
Very similar process to that. Another very main, you know, sort of central park. A few more amenities, if you will. A bit more of an active park space in Germain, but kind of the same idea, right? Taking a look at the entire park and kind of trying to build a plan for its future once this work is done.
Glavin says there's a chance to have one-on-one conversations with the project team tomorrow, and other design workshops are also planned. Further information is posted online at speakupsarnia.ca. A link is also posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. The federal government is introducing a national school food program in the 2024 budget. The program will invest $1 billion over 5 years. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland says this will help 400,000 more kids than the ones already served by school programs.
We're going to get this done by working together with provincial, territorial, and Indigenous partners and expanding access to school food programs across the country. And we want to get started as early as the 2024-2025 school year.
The federal budget will be tabled on April 16th. A recently formed robotics team from Sarnia has been invited to compete at the provincial championships, but is under a time crunch to fundraise enough money in order to attend the event. The Francobots recently competed at the regional competition in Windsor, where the team was invited to attend the provincial finals this weekend in Mississauga. A representative from Mastermind Youth Foundation, a nonprofit education organization, launched a GoFundMe page with a goal of raising $12,000 for the Francobots. The team includes 11 students from St. Francis Xavier and Ecole Franco-Jeunesse. Periods of rain and thunderstorms today, 5 to 10 millimeters of rain possible, windy as well with a high of 9. Periods of rain changing to drizzle or showers tonight, another 5 to 10 millimeters possible with the risk of thunderstorms as well. Winds becoming southerly, a low of 4. Cloudy tomorrow, rain is expected with winds out of the south, temperature steady near plus 5. Cloudy Thursday with the chance of showers or flurries, a high of plus 3.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.